We are called in our faith to stand firm regardless of the cost that we face. And especially in our situation, our company was running well. We had just paid off all our debts. And there's no reason a businessman would risk his company and his home, everything, for anything but who he believes is his God. And regardless of the cost, I have to choose to serve him over the money that I would make or the success that I would receive. That's what I hope that they understand, that I love this God enough, I serve him enough to be willing to risk it all. We've had to turn down several jobs because of whatever the message may have been, even from customers who we've worked with for years. Because I'll work with any person, no matter who they are, no matter what their belief systems are. But when they present a message that conflicts with my convictions, it's not something that I can print. That's the line for me.
I can't separate my faith from my work. I can't separate my faith from anything else in my life. As far as my work goes, when we opened the bakery, there were things that we decided we wouldn't do. One of those would be Halloween cakes. Primarily, I would picture if I were working actually for Jesus, physically standing there managing the store, or if he were one of my employees, I don't think that the first thing on his mind would be, let's do this so we can sell a lot of cakes and make a lot of money, even if it does glorify things that are unscriptural, unbiblical, and unchristian. Besides just that, there are other cakes that I won't do. There are cakes, adult cakes, or anti-American cakes, or different things like that. If I wouldn't put it in the showcase where my granddaughters could see it, where my mom works for me, if she would question, why are you doing that, I'm not going to do it.
I don't consider the people that walk in the door customers. They're just people that want something to please somebody else, and that's my job. Marriage is a sacred, very sacred thing. You want flowers for your anniversary, your birthday, or whatever, that's fine. But I just cannot do a same-sex marriage. I have to have faith that he's going to protect me and give me the courage and the knowledge and the wisdom to stand firm on this. But also help me understand what obedience is and what I'm going to cry and what following Christ is. You know, you can't sit on the fence, like he says. You can't be lukewarm.